And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Let's talk about the current state of leadership and the continuing exclusion of women in positions of leadership. And nothing demonstrates this exclusion more blatantly than Coburg's Remuneration Committee, with 6 men and no women. And exclusion is everywhere, from the Fortune 500 companies, where only 21 of 500 companies have female CEOs, to politics, where the average female representation is between 20 and 25%. There are two fundamental reasons for this predicament. One, too many men are in charge. And two, we've ignored 150 years of research from one of the greatest minds in history. I suggest that if Charles Darwin, yes, the Charles Darwin, who wrote The Origin of the Species, if he was in a position of leadership today, like Prime Minister or the Mayor of Coburg, we would see a much different and much better makeup of our organizations and committees. Why? For one simple reason, a reason that is ignored by most leaders, or they are ignorant of it. Darwin would apply this first principle, which every member of Coburg Council should. He would not form any committee unless it was 50% men and 50% women, because he would know that a committee of 6 men cannot arrive at the best possible outcome, regardless of their resumes or merits, and regardless of whether it's about remuneration or taxes or the waterfront. Darwin would recommend that a committee of 2, one man and one woman, is far better than 6 men and no women, or 6 and 1, or 4 and 2, or any combination that is not 50-50. Darwin knew the critical importance of the male-female genetic differences, differences essential to our survival and prosperity. His theory has proven that our success comes from diversity and adaptability, and both of these qualities come from an equal and different contribution from both men and women. For example, men are naturally and genetically more competitive, aggressive, combative, domineering. Now, that can sometimes work if it's about short-term winning or war, but building a community is not about short-term winning. On the other hand, women have many natural merits and bring different values and perspectives to problems. For example, they are more process-oriented, more in tune with people issues, more open and more receptive to compromise. As well, they instinctively nurture and grow ideas for long-term well-being and are less likely to sacrifice the long-term for a quick-fix, short-term result. These merits alone qualify women. Charles Darwin would advise Mayor Brockeneer and Council to make sure all committees are based on merit, which starts with the innate natural merit that both men and women bring to any issue. One without the other is, at best, folly, at worst, narrow-minded, dogmatic male bias, and patriarchal arrogance, not to mention an ignorance of Darwin's fundamental understanding of human behavior. This fight for gender equality begins with understanding Darwin, and today it manifests in women's groups like the Visionaries, a group of the world's most qualified women, including Sheryl Sandberg and Mary Barra, whose resounding message to men is, quote, just listen to us, which, of course, can't happen if they are not equally represented at the table. So, Mayor Brockeneer, do not accept the Remuneration Committee until it is 50% women. And if that means 3 or 4 men have to step down, so be it, because the community will be better off. Think about it.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.